My neighbor James Boyd Brent had me over to his house the other day. He lives in a beautiful farmhouse that's about 130 years old. It's got tall ceilings, rickety staircases, original windows, floors, and doors. But what makes it cool also makes it cold. Really cold. James recently had an energy audit done. Today he's showing me all the problems he needs to fix. He greets me at the door wearing a knit hat. And even though he's lanky, he looks a bit padded.
I got a vest, you know, like a t-shirt, a shirt, a very thick shirt, actually, and then a sweater and another sweater. So this is four layers.
That's because it's really cold inside. James is a professor of design at the University of Minnesota. He has a taste for beautiful old things, but that puts him in a bind. Does he sacrifice what he loves about his old home to improve his green cred? Or does he simply live with the howling gales blowing down his hallways? It's a dilemma he confronts every winter, preserving aesthetics versus conserving energy. He says it's not a strict either-or, and he's willing to install modern conveniences when it makes sense.
I'm not interested in being faithful to some sort of bourgeois idea about what history is.
To prove it, he shows me the ultra-high-efficiency furnace and water heater he recently installed in his basement. But I notice something else down here.
I see light coming through there.
Exactly. That's daylight. I mean, there's not even a window. There's nothing. There's just a hole.
Upstairs, it's bad enough. James's house rarely tops 60 degrees. Down here, though, I can see my breath.
Last year, you know, it froze down here. Rolex's cat water froze solid. I saw her once sort of tapping it with her paw with a look of sort of irritation.
We leave the basement and its gaping hole for another day. Today's chores start in the kitchen.
Okay, well, I'm working on this door here. As you can see, you know, I've sort of sealed this all around in layers, actually. But I've just decided it's not enough. It's still letting air, great, you know, currents of cold air coming through. So I'm going to, I'm actually just going to seal the whole thing right on the outside here. Yeah, I'm just sticking that down a bit more strongly at the bottom. Because actually, that's where all the cold air is coming through.
The energy audit helped James figure out where he was losing the most heat. Windows, doors, baseboards, walls, and attic all are culprits.
The basic thing is, you know, that's what came out of the energy audit, that all of this sort of stuff that I'm doing now is basically the sign of a complete loser.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean in the sense that, you know, it's just taking up all my time, and it's, you know, it's like I might as well live in a shack.
James is not alone. Lots of people are in the same fix, loving their beautiful old home, hating that it's as drafty as a barn. I talked to Paul Marin about James's frustration. Paul is a home energy expert. He says the taping sheets of plastic over old doors and windows should pay off.
That really reduces the amount of air infiltration and also adds another insulating layer. So that's very effective.
Paul says that there's lots more James can do, but taping up things is cheap and easy. Now, James is not exactly looking forward to pulling down all that film next spring, but he's willing to do it because it's the one way he can balance his appreciation for the past and his commitment to the future.
I mean, obviously, I could heat this house just by cranking up the furnace and not worrying, but it would cost literally thousands of dollars a quarter, you know. And also, it's just a complete waste of energy. You know, I do actually have a sort of sense of the connection between wasting money and also wasting energy and wasting resources and being wasteful.
So, like a lot of people who love their old homes, James's weekends will be spent sealing up his house. It's that, or spend a lot of money on expensive upgrades, or wasting money on heat that escapes through the drafty doors and windows, and that big hole in the basement. For the Environment Report, I'm Diane Richard.